Accession number 15537, reel 3.
Mr. Jenkins, reel 3.
At each side of the pontoon, the engineers had placed an ordinary bicycle lamp at intervals right across the pontoon, which enabled us to drive a straight line straight across the river. But it was rather a scary operation because I had to rely on the driver to keep us straight. When we approached the other side, the banking sloped up in a position like that.
At an angle.
And we came off towing our trailers with us and came off into a harbour shortly after coming off. We moved onto the other side of the Rhine, where I broke a track. So we had to mend the track, and which was a rather dodgy business during the night, because we had to be more or less use rubber hammers to do this. Anyway, we eventually managed to repair the track and moved off again. After this, it was pretty. I can't remember a lot more until the end of the war, when we moved up to a place called, and I don't think we did any more flaming in our troop after after this, until we moved into the woods at Meppen, where we ended the war, moving up later on into a place called Delmenhorst.
What kind of reception did you get from German civilians?
Very sullen. And we were told not to fraternise with the girls.
Did you obey the order?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Did they want to fraternise?
Yes, they did, yeah. But we'd have been fooled, really, because it was a court-martial offence.
How did they show their willingness to fraternise?
By talking to you. We weren't allowed to talk to them.
So you just gave them the cold shoulder?
That's right, yeah.
How did they react to that?
Well, they didn't like it, of course.
Did they abuse you verbally?
That I can't remember.
Was there any exchange of commodities with the Germans?
No. You mean, did we give them any of our food? No. No, that wasn't done.
How did you behave towards them?
Correct.
Was there any bad behaviour by the troops?
Not as I saw, no. Because my place as a ranking corporal, I would have had to take action, you see.
Any other memories of Germany?
Only later, a couple of months later, after we'd been there, we were relieved of our tanks at Rothenburg. We were at Rothenburg at the time, and they took our tanks away from us and gave them to the can't remember the name of the regiment. I went in hospital for a short time with a rupture, which I did on the night before Heinsberg by lifting the heavy gas bottles into the trailer of the tank. I had this repaired just after Rothenburg. And then we moved up to Schleswig-Holstein. Where after that I was made up to acting sergeant, and I stayed until I was transferred to the I was transferred to another regiment until the end of the 6 months before the end of the war. Albeit before I was demobilised. And I was demobilised I was demobilised in April, and I came back home. I can't remember.
In 1945, there was that general election in which Labour got all those seats.
Yeah.
And some people say it was the soldiers' vote that put Labour in.
Oh, I would say.
Do you think that's true?
Oh, I'm certain it was true.
Why was that?
Well, they wanted a change, but I didn't agree with them. I voted Conservative, which I still am. No.
Why did they want to change so much, do you think?
Well, I can't give you any reason, but I would say that they just wanted a change in government.
Were you getting any political talks?
Well, as far as I can think, yes, but I couldn't tell you what. It doesn't ring a bell.
Now, you referred to the name Playboys.
Yeah.
Was this the nickname of the 141st Regiment?
That they gave to us afterwards.
Why? How did it get the name Playboys?
Well, because our officers like to do a bit of hard drinking. And the men, anyway, we were a squadron who liked to do quite a bit of fooling around and the officers. If we were in a place such as Bergeik, where they stayed at the what the place where the nuns are at the convent, at the nunnery. They stayed at the convent, and they had a session one night, and they broke in one of the bedrooms, they broke a wash basin. And they sent Peter Saunders, who was a Catholic at the time, Lieutenant Saunders, he went and confessed it, a confession. Well, I don't know if you know it, if you're of the Catholic, you know anything about the Catholic faith, but a priest isn't allowed to tell anything that he's told in confession. So they made him go. That was just one particular thing.
But did other units give you the name the Playboys, or did you give it to yourselves?
Oh, no, the other units. And we all wore this type of a...
cravat.
A cravat, yeah. Of some sort of spotted material or something, you know.
I think that one thing we ought to clarify is that when you landed in Normandy, you didn't actually land in a Churchill crocodile tank.
No, I didn't.
What did you land in?
A honey tank.
And which unit were you with?
The 141st.
But you were said you were with the recce troop.
Yeah, the recce troop was a troop in the 141st. But when they got over to Normandy, as Churchill flamethrowing tanks, they were found that the recce troop had no part to play in that particular type of unit. So we were taken out as a recce troop. And you see, they had to do something with the commanders, such as myself, and we were we went and were eventually sorted out throughout the rest of the unit.